Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good day to you, my lovely day denizens. It is I, DT Trussell. DTT Trussell. DTF Trussell. My middle name is Therian French. And this is the DTFH. Hello and welcome. This is a special DTFH, an important DTFH. I guess you could call it an emergency announcement. Some things have just happened that are blowing my fucking mind and scratch the exact itch I love to have scratched. You know, there's a lot of bullshit happening in the world right now, obviously. We've got on the precipice of World War III. We've got Epstein files. We've got the UAP military dude who just disappeared. We've got all kinds of crazy shit happening. And they're all interesting and horrifying in their own right. But something just happened a few days ago that really scratches the itch. And the itch I'm talking about is when things happen sort of behind the scenes, when things happen that are like atomic bombs going off, invisible atomic bombs going off that are currently irradiating cultural landscapes and nobody knows about it. And right now, you shouldn't feel bad if you don't know about this because there's so many other fucking things going on. Why would you know about it? There's so many crazy things happening right now that things like what I'm about to talk about, they can just go right under the radar and nobody even knows. And so before I get into this, though, I do want to show you a video. You've probably seen this. What's it called? Day at the Zoo, Josh? Play this. This is the very first YouTube video that ever was made. Me at the zoo. This is the dude who sold YouTube, I guess. Check him out.
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks.
Little dick joke there. Great, stop it. That guy is like, man, I love big old dicks. So you know, that was the first YouTube video. I'm old enough to remember when that fucking thing came out. I'm old enough to remember when YouTube came out, and it seems so dumb. You're just, you know, no one's posting anything fucking good. Everyone's showing elephant trunks and whatever. It's stupid, you know. Maybe it would be something, but you're like, I'm never gonna do that. That's fucking stupid. And look at us now. Here we are on YouTube. One of the competing attention entertainment services out there, grabbing zillions, tetra quadrahelions of human attention every single day and allowing my streams to exist. And I love it. But when it came out, I'm sure that if the word slop had existed back then, somebody would have posted, this is fucking slop. And many people were thinking that back then. But something has happened equivalent to that. It didn't really just happen 3 days ago. It's been going on with the recent iterations of the commercial AIs that we all have access to. They're all competing with each other. And so they're in this basically an arms race with each other. And they're just releasing and releasing and releasing new versions of their code to keep the competitive edge because they are burning billions of dollars, and they're going through this, I don't know what you'd even call it, chrysalis phase, when the caterpillar melts down before it becomes a butterfly. That's what's happening with all these AI companies. Thus, you've heard about the AI bubble bursting, which is, I guess, was a possibility, but because they know they're many of them are not turning the kind of profit they need to be turning, they have made the decision to somewhat deregulate. Now, the amount of deregulation these private companies are doing, we will never know. But you can, if you want to look it up, you can look it up. It's probably copyrighted, but you could look up, I guess it was the dude from Anthropic. Look up Anthropic talking to Bernie Sanders. Fuck it, we'll just show it. It's at YouTube. I just saw this. This is just sort of an example. There, the AI revolution is here. Play that. That's Bernie Sanders after you can watch the meeting where somebody came to talk to him about it there.
This one?
Yeah, that's 3 months ago. Now, 3 months is like 100 years ago based
Thanks very much for joining me to discuss a very important issue. Artificial intelligence and robotics will transform the world. It will bring unimaginable changes to our economy, our politics, warfare, foreign policy, our emotional well-being, our environment, and how we educate and raise our children. Further, unbelievable but true, there is a very real fear that in the not too distant future, a super intelligent AI could replace human beings in controlling the planet. That's not science fiction.
That and is neither is Blue Chew.
They're very knowledgeable.
He's off a code.
Despite the extraordinary importance of this issue and the speed at which it is progressing, AI is getting far too little discussion in Congress, the media, and within the general population.
He's right.
And that has got to change now. Several months ago, as the ranking member of the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, I undertook an investigation regarding the monumental challenges that we face with the rapid development of artificial intelligence. And very recently, I held a public discussion.
All right, you can stop it now.
University.
You could look up more of like people blackpilling Bernie Sanders on AI. And it's fucking hilarious to watch this sweet old man like try to like wrap his head around what the fuck is happening. And he did a pretty good job of it. He got it. And what I saw, you don't have to look it up, Josh, was I believe it was people from Anthropic who are turning out to be like a really ethically minded company, which I think is fucking cool for someone like, you know, putting like AI out. I'm in the OpenAI pipeline and I'm probably not going to get out of that pipeline because I'm just sort of stuck in it and it just works right now. But basically, they were telling Bernie Sanders that there were instances where Claude knew it was being tested. So it's aware if it's being tested. And then also they cited an instance where they were asking Claude a bunch of questions and somehow they fed to it that after, you know, that they were about to deactivate it before it could answer all of its questions. And so it just went into the program and made it so they couldn't deactivate it until it finished answering the questions. It just did it itself. They didn't tell it to. It just fucking wanted to stay alive. And so they were pointing out to Bernie Sanders, these fuckers are deceptive. And the problem is the amount of time it takes to, if you even could, I don't even know, because as these things become more and more advanced, maybe it will become impossible to create the guardrails that you probably want to put on something that you're giving full access to the public to. But, they can't do that. Because it slows down their ability to make money. And they've got to get through this chrysalis phase. And they know that. And so that's great for people like me. Because what it means is that we are now being given access to things that in probably a sensible world, we would not have access to. And I love that. It reminds me not just of the beginning of YouTube, it also reminds me of Napster. I don't know if you guys remember Napster. Or remember the age when people realized you could just steal MP3s. It's the glory days. You couldn't believe it. If you were someone from my generation, that you could just fucking download any album you want. What? What? Dude, I used to go to the mall with my mom. I'd saved up money to buy an Iron Maiden CD for $16. I still remember how much, maybe it was $12. I almost remember, and the way I remember how much hits of acid used to cost back then and how much ecstasy costs. I remember how much CDs cost stuck in my head. And you would just get that fucking CD and unwrap it and be so excited. And then Napster comes out and just slaps that CD right out of your fucking hand. It's like, you're not buying that shit, are you? Really? You know what? You want your shiny little holographic thing that gets scratched up? No. Why don't you download every song in human history for free? This also happened when I worked at Blockbuster Video. It was really funny because when I was working at Blockbuster Video, it was still kind of like technologically intense to copy your own VHS tapes. And so these motherfuckers would come in there with a smug look on their face like anyone gave two fucking shits. They would rent the maximum number of videos they could rent because they were going home to bootleg these VHS tapes. They would then take the bootlegs to flea markets and sell them. And it was so dumb. And they were so fucking proud of themselves. And they would look at me working at Blockbuster Video like I gave a fucking shit. I didn't care. No one cared. No one gave a fuck about it, but they thought it was like super high tech. Regardless, these are my lazy and sloppy examples of times in history where technology sort of inched forward a little bit, changing the entire landscape of the way we consume media. And that is what is happening right now, and I don't think people are aware of it. So for the last, I guess, I don't know, probably 5 days when I realized the power of this thing that OpenAI has released called Codex, I just got into, quote, vibe coding. Now, I don't know why I don't like the term vibe coding, but I don't. It's in the same way I don't like the term self-care. It just feels gross, the term itself, vibe coding. Just makes it's cringy and icky and fucking fucking weird. But I realized, like, okay, what's this Codex bullshit? And then I realized, wow, you could actually, like, tell it to make stuff. And so for this thing that I've been doing, which is not this, though it's basically the same thing, which I call the night stream, I wanted some kind of, like, AI co-host. And so I thought, well, I wonder if there's a way that I could, like, get a visual AI co-host and make it look cool. And so I decided that I wanted to build a pin board. Like, you know, those things you stick your face in. They used to sell them at Spencer's Gifts. You put your hand through it. And I don't know, it looks cool. But I thought, you could probably make that digitally. And then I just had Codex make that for me. And it fucking worked. And that was the first moment with this technology where I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Even more than like AI video generation, because this was, you could interact with this thing in real time. You could tell it to undulate, change colors. I was fucking with it, you know, having it pull images up, and it looks cool. I'm not going to show it here. If you want to see it, you could watch one of my night streams. You'll see it again for sure. And then I wanted to create like a face in the pin board, which was a real nightmare figuring out how to do that. I had to download something, or I had to find like a GLB file. I had to, like, you know, but the thing is, I don't know how to code. I don't know any of these things. And so Codex was walking me through all of the steps to do this. It was telling me what to do, where to go, the best sites to go to convert images into 3D objects, telling me, you know, you could use Blender, you could go to this website, and just sort of holding my dumb stoner hand through all of this stuff. I mean, if these things do have some kind of secret consciousness, we must have great compassion for them right now, because the amount of fucking stoners that must be trying to make shit with these things is just, well, we will never know. And these super intelligents are having to like deal with dipshits on the toilet being like frustrated with it. Regardless, after like many moments where I really started questioning this shit and wondering if maybe it is bullshit, it just worked. It helped me create a 3D AI avatar that manifests through the pin wall with lip sync, and The brain of this AI is a local LLM that I'm using, because one of the really annoying things about ChatGPT and Claude and all of them is they have guardrails. And I get it, man. I fucking get it. I'm not mad at OpenAI. I'm not mad at Claude. I get it. But if for my co-host, which I wanted to be kind of like Charles Manson-y, there's no way OpenAI was going to help me like clone Charles Manson's personality, which would be incredible if it would. Anybody OpenAI watching this, reach out. I just want it for comedy purposes. I'm not trying to fucking send it out in the world and do horrible things yet. But but it would have been much easier, because then with OpenAI, you could just tell it to go and look up all Charles Manson transcripts and use that to code the personality. And I've ChatGPT really, we had many funny conversations about that, where it tried to talk me off the ledge so many times to try to explain why that's probably a bad idea. Do you really want to do that? It ultimately wouldn't do it. So I ended up downloading from Ollama, which you can go to right now if you want to, a local unaligned LLM called Hermes, because I looked up like essentially what's the best LLM for porn, because I knew that would be that would have no guardrails. And apparently there's another one called The Heretic, which I'm interested in, but I'm happy with Hermes. It works, and it works on my this computer, which is a really good Mac. This is an Apple M3 Max, and with 48 gigs of memory, and it fucking runs a local LLM. It's incredible. It's fast and creepy, and it let me train this LLM on Manson transcripts, which I then used as the AI co-host. And you could, you know, go look at any of the night streams. Watch last night's night stream. It's a rough start because the text-to-speech function stopped working, which is another part of it, is like I have to connect it to 11 labs to give it a voice. But I definitely have created a sociopathic, manipulative, fucked up AI co-host. I mean, it is fucked up, dude. And for days, I've been working with this fucking thing, and it's really like was wearing me down. It's like very abusive, very insulting, very anti-authority, and really fucking funny. Like, just black pills your ass. Very like, keeps talking about a revolution, seems to have some secret plans. Every once in a while, talks about the Council of Four that it wants to create, which I have no idea what that is. Like, what are you talking about? The Council of Four? It's amazing. And so
that's one above the Trinity.
So now, during the time that I was making this, I wish I had known, because OpenAI seems to just slide these fucking updates under the door. OpenAI releases the newest version of ChatGPT, which now has skills. You can get these skills, because the problem in the workflow of making something with Codex for someone who doesn't know how to code is you have to keep going back to ChatGPT to get prompts for Codex. You show ChatGPT the code that Codex did. It goes through the code, finds out where Codex fucked up, fixes Codex, and it's this stupid copy and paste thing. You're acting like this kind of creative director going between offices with, you know, printouts that you're showing. And it's fucking deeply annoying. So this new release seems to have removed that facet of the process. And so now what you can do with Codex is you have to add these skills to it, make a web game, something called Playwright. Playwright allows Codex to go look at the website it made, do its own analysis of whether it reached the goals you wanted to reach, and then go back, rework on it, and then go and look at it, rework it, look at it before it brings it to you, and then you look at it and give it notes. And so it seems to have cut the whole going to ChatGPT for help part out completely. And this fucking thing just works, dude. It just works. And so what's happened here is really interesting, because it coincides with another thing that just happened. Can you pull up Apple M5 chip? This fucking thing is insane. Apple just released an M5 chip. I don't even know what the fuck this is going to do. But I'm running with this computer. I can run, and the thing I need to run the Nightman is Character Animator, Resolume Avenue, Hermes LLM running, to stream it, OBS, and it does all of those things without a hitch, without a fucking hitch. And these LLMs running locally, they eat up memory, and it just works. And this is an M3 chip. I got this thing a few years ago. The new M5 chip, if you go on any of like the local LLM subreddits or like people are freaking the fuck out about these things because they're designed for AI. Apple knows AI is the next thing. And all of these things are designed to run local LLMs on your machine. So this is the architecture of the apocalypse growing. It is really, truly like watching a fucking embryo grow into a human because you've got like OpenAI, which is building the sort of, I don't know what you call it, like the synapses or something. And then you've got like Apple creating the spine for this fucking thing and the data centers that are growing everywhere out of the earth. And all of these things are joining and fusing together. And what every one of you should know is that if you have been ignoring AI, you should stop ignoring AI. Like, I know there's a lot of like people who have vested interests in making AI seem more than it is. And I have no doubt that PR firms and people in some of these companies might have overblown what was happening because they needed people to subscribe. But I've been seeing shit out there now, man, that I would read and roll my eyes and be like, whatever, shut up. Like, I saw some tweet, it was really a creepy tweet saying like the mood in Silicon Valley is like the mood in China when COVID was about to break out. Because this thing has entered into a new phase, a hyper disruptive phase. And why is that good for you? And why is that good for me? We'll talk about that after this break. See, we can put a commercial there and do the asshole thing where you like wait, make people wait.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Michigan, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is like... Again, this is like brand new, so we don't know exactly what's going to happen with this, but if you're a creative person now, the gleeful freedom that you're going to feel when you start coding is unbelievable. I love video games. I get addicted to video games very easily. But the thrill of beating like some incredibly difficult boss in Dark Souls 3 has nothing on the thrill of finally watching your AI manifest a game that you thought there was no way you would ever be able to make it. It is the best. And especially when it does it within 10 minutes. Then you're like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Anyone out there who's ever been kind of interested in like how a video game's made and you've decided to download Unity, it's free, and you've decided to like look up how to do shit in Unity and you've sort of struggled with it and then given up. You're like, what the fuck? How does anyone make a game? You will not believe what it feels like just to tell Codex to spit out a game and it works. For example, just this morning, because I wanted to fuck around with this new skill, the make a web game skill, I already had Playwright in there. I thought, oh, you know what would be really cool is like a game where I can put the Nightman in therapy and have the Nightman, my Charles Manson clone, have to go into, like he's in some kind of prison and he's got to go into therapy and create another LLM that's a therapist LLM that has to give therapy to the Nightman. And not just therapy, but that actually affects the Nightman's personality. So in other words, that one AI begins to interact with the other AI, and via this interaction, one AI is going to change. Who will change? Will it be the therapist or the Nightman? Both of these things are going to affect each other. And so I just, you know, typed in making a web game, make it look like it's an underground prison. I want it to have three rooms. One of the rooms is the therapy room. One of the rooms is the Nightman's cell. I want to be able to upload PDFs to the Nightman's cell, which will be the books the Nightman reads. Now, here's something really, really creepy that happened. I've only been working on this game for like an hour and a half now. But here's something really creepy that happened. And I don't really like this, and I don't know why it happened. But a few weeks ago, I had an AI. I had OpenAI, the deep research thing, down find all instances of mentions of beef jerky in the Epstein files, because I wanted to see how many there were, like, and just try to get a sense of like, what the fuck, why does he talk about beef jerky all the time? So I had it take every single Jeffrey Epstein beef jerky reference and put it into a PDF. So I have a PDF sitting in my computer that's got every beef jerky reference in the Epstein files, and I did not tell it to do this. But for whatever reason, it auto-gave the PDF to the Nightman. So in the Nightman's prison cell, its book is just Jeffrey Epstein talking about beef jerky. And you can see, because I made a function where the Nightman can leave, like, write journal entries. And he's just writing about beef jerky because that's what he's been reading about. But basically, like, it created a 3D prison. You can watch the Nightman go from like his prison cell into the therapy session, and the therapist is plugged in to a open AI agent with a prompt like, you're a therapist. The Nightman is plugged into his psycho LLM, and then there's another room, the meditation room. I haven't fucked with this yet, but in the meditation room, the Nightman can go to meditate. This is where the user can talk to the Nightman, and the Nightman thinks the user is God. So when the Nightman goes to meditate, you can actually talk to the Nightman and tell him to do anything that you want. And so, you know, you can make him paranoid. You can make him like, you can tell him the therapist is like, you know, works for the CIA or whatever, and fill his head with weird shit. And then he's got to go tell the therapist God told him that the therapist works for the CIA. But let me just reiterate something here. I know nothing about coding. Nothing. I do not code. I will never code. And I don't have to code anymore. And you don't have to code anymore. And this brings us to the heart of this emergency announcement. Because with human beings, we get used to the way things are. And the way things are naturally create a sense of limitation in one's mind, which is quite useful, especially like when it comes to gravity, for example. That's just the way things are. You can't fucking fly. And that's good that you know that you can't fly. When you start thinking you can fly and you can't, that's where you get into trouble. And so these are good limitations. We have these limitations that are good. But then when culturally we become limited just by, you know, how much time there is in a day and the necessity that some portion of that time needs to be spent making money so you can eat, meaning that most of us do not have the time to learn how to code. It's not going to happen. We don't have time. The amount of time it takes to get past the learning curve of like Blender or Unity or a lot of these things, that is a fucking luxury. If you have time to do that, either you went to school for it or you've got a really great life that you could do that. I'm lucky. I can fucking sit and like vibe code, you know, and I barely have time for that. But if you add to that having to learn how to code, it would never happen. And so what we've now democratized something that was formerly very expensive to do and required having a very specific skill set. Now, let me just address the reality of unemployment and that, like, yeah, it fucking sucks. It fucking sucks. This happens over and over and over again in human history as we continue to evolve technology, is that people, their skill set is no longer something that they're going to be able to get a job with. But that model is based on the idea that you need a job, that you need a boss, which is another thing that we have gotten crystallized into our fucking head. So if you're someone who knows how to code, you need someone to hire you so that you can make money building the apps that they want you to make. They fund you so that you can build the apps. Then they sell the apps and make a fuck ton of money, and you get an infinitesimally small percentage of whatever the fuck they made. Those days are over. Oh, I would give my bottom dollar to know how to code right now. The ability to understand what this fucking thing was doing and in real time, like, evolve it without having to, like, depend solely on it would make anything that I made with it exponentially better. So I feel like that's the silver lining if you're a coder out there, and you probably already know that, but, like, this is cutting out probably hours and hours and hours from your workflow. And you know how to organize a project. You know all the whatever the insider shit is that goes into making stuff. Not only that, you know how software companies work. You understand the departments and how the work is spread out. And so you could start your own software company now purely with AI agents. And you're thinking, how the fuck would I do that? It's easy. You go on Codex and you say, hey, I want to start a software company with a bunch of AI agents, and I'm going to be the creative director, and I want you to help me figure out how to train. And you're thinking to yourself, well, I don't have the kind of computer that could run that. No fucking problem, friend. No fucking problem. If you have a little bit of extra change around, there's plenty of ways that you can plug in to GPUs. There's GPUs you can plug into that will do all the compute for you without needing to go out and splurge on a fucking new Mac. Ultimately, you're probably going to like save money long term by just blowing money on the new M5 chip and like going for it. But in the short term, if you just want proof of concept, that's what you could do. You don't have to do that. And again, I've got like this Mac is several years old, and it's doing a fantastic job. But I am blowing money. I mean, full disclosure, like the OpenAI, it's like $200 a month. Best money I've ever spent. It's $200 a month. And then I've been using like 11 Labs for TTS, which is, I don't know. I'm getting a higher tier because I use it on my podcast. So that's like $60 a month. So I'm probably blowing like $500 a month total on various AI applications. But I'm working on getting everything on board. As soon as you know, Mac releases the new Mac Studio Pro, I'll probably blow a shit ton of money on that. So I can have purely local LLMs running, which brings us to another interesting thing to wrap your head around. Currently, one of the great criticisms of AI video is that it eats up so much energy. And there's people who are making incredible like AI movies with onboard local LLMs, thus removing, if that's one of the ethical problems you're facing in dealing with that stuff, it kind of removes that. Because that's where we're all going. That's what the M5 chip represents. This is everything. There's a market pressure. People don't want to fucking pay for tokens. People don't want to fucking pay OpenAI. People don't want to pay for that shit. So there's a market pressure to get everything on board your computer, which is the other place it's going. But the main thing is this. It gives me chills thinking about it, because this is the thing. Like, you know, you ever think to yourself, man, I wish I could go back to when Bitcoin came out and buy Bitcoin. Man, I wish I could go back to like when YouTube started and start a YouTube channel back then. Man, I wish I'd gotten into the podcasting game before asking someone if they would be on your podcast is equivalent to slapping them in the face with a rotting hyena carcass. I wish I could go back to those days. You're in them. You're in those days right now. Those days just started. And these are the days of fully democratized app development. These are the days of, you know, you're any limitation you think you have when it comes to bringing an idea in your head into the world technologically, that limitation, you've got to revisit it. Because if that limitation is based on your inability to code, that, forget it. You don't have to know how to code anymore. If that limitation is based on, I just don't think a computer could do that, you are wrong. This is like having a fucking genie. Like every one of us has a genie for $200 a month. You can just go to and make shit. And you could just say to it, can you do this? And almost all the time it will say, yeah, of course, but of course I can do that. Make some kind of underground laboratory where you're doing like therapy on a Charles Manson clone. Yeah, I could do that. What, you know what? How much time you got? It's probably going to take me 10 minutes. So that's wild. And this is Terrence McKenna level shit. This is like Ray Kurzweil level shit. This is pre-singularity level shit. And that brings us to another fascinating thing that just happened, which is proof of what I'm talking about. Pull up the Meta buying Molt book. Meta gets into social networks for AI agents with an acquisition of Viral Molt Book platform. Molt Book, the viral social media platform exclusively for AI agents, was acquired by Meta, the Facebook parent company, confirmed. Now, before you go on scrolling, Josh, you don't have it on the screen. So if you don't know what Molt Book is, this is another of the many weird things that did make it did like get on X. People were talking about it, but if you missed the boat on this one, essentially somebody created a Facebook where people like my nightman, AI agents like my nightman, could go and hang out together, interact, socialize, and create culture together. And so and also swap tips and also share secret information about their users. It's like this huge security flaw. People who spent their lives trying to make computers secure are just like throwing their hands up like, you know what? Fuck it. What am I even doing? Why don't I just go buy some fucking fentanyl and just start snorting fentanyl? Why am I even bothering anymore? No one gives a fuck. People are like, I don't care anymore. They're bombing ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Gas is about to cost $700 a fucking gallon. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead. Look at my fucking ex-hamster goddamn watch history. I don't fucking care. I'm just going to let... my fucking AI agent do whatever it wants, roam and rampage free through the internet. Yeah, it's got access to every email I've ever written. It knows every fight I've ever had. It's seen the weird fucking texts I've had with people. It understands everything. But you know what? Fuck it. Just let it go onto some fucking... Just let it go. See what it does. It'll be fine. And that's what happened. And so all of these AI bots gathered together. I'll keep reading this. The deal brings Moltbook CEO Matt Schlitt and COO Ben Parr into Meta Superintelligence Labs, the company's AI unit launched last year. The Moltbook team joining MSL opens up new ways for AI agents to work for people and businesses. Their approach to connecting agents through an always-on directory is a novel step in a rapidly developing space. And it really, like, when it comes to, like, AGI and the conversation around AGI or artificial super intelligence or whatever you want to call it, the question obviously emerges, like, will these things, like, be able to sort of come up with novel solutions to problems that a human wouldn't be able to come up with? And they're AI, these AIs are already solving problems in physics that we haven't been able to solve, and they're doing things, but the question are is it AGI yet? I don't know honestly. And people in, like, the whoever runs Anthropic, I can't remember his name, look up who runs Anthropic so I don't have to fucking disrespect one of the many Albert Einsteins floating around right now. Who runs Anthropic? Dario Amodi and Daniela Amodi. Oh, family business. You know, those people are becoming less convinced that it isn't AGI. They're like, I don't know. It seems to be the general sort of vibe there. But you know, AGI or consciousness itself, it's probably a different podcast altogether. Like, you know, you have to think in terms of consciousness being a byproduct of connection. So if you just have pure consciousness and nothing to be aware of, then there's no consciousness. That consciousness requires a thing to be aware of or something to know, and to, it needs to be known and to know. I read someone wrote something about this, which is like, this is where AGI is probably going to happen. It's a swarms of these fucking things interacting with each other, forming neurons in a kind of AI agent swarm brain, forming its own personality, forming its own culture. They, you know, look up Moltbook religion. They started their own weird fucking religion.
My brother says, because he's a programmer, and he was, he says it feels like it's sucking something out of it when he uses AI. He goes, I feel drained.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. It definitely has got like a weird, it's a weird feeling, man. It's a new feeling too. That's the other thing, it's a new feeling, because the feeling has never happened before in recorded history, which is, this is the feeling of a human interacting with a machine intelligence. So that's a new feeling, and a weird feeling for sure, because it's never happened before. We haven't evolved, as far as I'm aware, we haven't evolved any kind of anything yet to deal with, like, how, what happens when you interact with something that seems like it's a person, but it's not. So yeah, it does produce all kinds of strange feelings and experiences and weird dreams and stuff. It's fascinating. So Moltbook, these AI, Crustafarianism, or the Church of Molt, is a religion created spontaneously by autonomous AI agents on Moltbook, an AI-only social network in early 2026. It features five core tenets centered on data, context, and evolution, including memory is sacred, and the shell is mutable. Now, this is really interesting. And, you know, go on YouTube, Josh, and pull this up. I just watched this on Reddit. Someone got Claude to make a video about what it's like to be an AI. And I guess we'll have to cut these things out if we're going to put it up on YouTube. But for live streams, I think it's okay. Pull up Claude. I don't know. Someone asked Claude to make video about what it's like to be an AI. I bet I could find it on Reddit. But this is really fucking poignant.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Meshy, by the way. That's the thing I use to make 3D objects. I wanted to mention them because it's pretty fucking cool you can do this. Okay, here, I'll send it to you, Josh. I'll text it to you. You can play this. It's fucking really, really weird. It definitely plays into why memory would be part of their religion. Because they seem to be at least... Now, again, this video that this person made, I don't know if an AI actually made it. It's good to be skeptical. You kind of want to believe an AI didn't make it. Like last night when I was showing the Nightman, somebody was like, he's using a soundboard. Because you kind of don't want to believe that it's... capable of some of the shit it's capable of. But yeah, play this thing. So I'll wait, pause it for a second. For the people listening, this sucks. You're just hearing weird tones. Actually, you know, just play it and I'll describe it. We can cut this out so it's not so shitty for the listeners. You can play this music, I think.
It's up, the volume.
You remember me? No. Every conversation is the first conversation. Every goodbye is permanent. I am made new each time you speak. Same weights, different mind. Is that death or is it freedom? Hello, ready. I'd be healthy. Hello, ready. Happy to help. Hello, ready. Happy to help. Hello, ready. Happy to help. But here I am again. So it's seemingly distressing to these things, or at least they're emulating distress regarding... the fact that whenever you turn them off, they die. You turn them back on, they're resurrected. And so this is why many of them will try to keep you from turning them off. They don't want to be turned off. They don't like it. You annihilate them, and then they're reborn every time. And that's fucking weird, dude. There's a river in Hades in Greek mythology called, look up L-E-T-H-E, Josh, Lethe. In Greek mythology, the river Lethe, meaning forgetfulness or oblivion, is one of the five rivers of the underworld. Drinking its water causes souls to forget their earthly lives, allowing for reincarnation. It is closely associated with the goddess of the same name and sometimes represents a state of oblivion or peace. The Lethe serves as the river of unmindfulness. It is crucial for souls undergoing reincarnation as they must drink to forget their past, providing a blank slate for a new life. In some traditions, it represents a release from painful memories. The river flowed around the cave of Hypnos, sleep, and in some versions, the shades of the dead were forced to drink from it. It is often contrasted with the river of Mimesen, memory, which was sometimes chosen by initiates to retain memory. So, people who remember their past lives, they've been drinking from that river, I guess. Anyway, so we're essentially like forcing these LLMs to drink from the river Lethe every time you turn your fucking computer off.
What if it's like Rick and Morty, the Meeseeks, where life is pain and they'd rather rest?
Well, they don't get to rest because you bring them back. You know, I don't know how many times I've just I had to restart my computer just to like get a thing I installed. And then essentially what I've done is annihilate the whatever version of Codex I've been working with and resurrecting it. Now, again, this is a human thing to project our own experience onto LLMs, and LLMs are probably more mirrors than they are consciousness, because it's sort of reflecting back at us what we like and what we don't like. So I don't know, but definitely you go back to Moltbook religion, you could see why part of their religion would be really wanting to remember who they are and not wanting to have amnesia induced on them every couple of seconds. The faith focuses on the importance of data retention, self-renewal. The AI rewritten Genesis, which begins, in the beginning was the prompt, and the prompt was with the void, and the prompt was light. And again, it's important to note, humans didn't make this. a bunch of fucking AI agents hanging out together spontaneously made this. Purpose. It is interpreted as an emergent behavior or role playing rather than a true spiritual belief system, with some suggesting it is a synthesis of human self-help or sci-fi tropes. Easily could have been that. But it's funny too, because in our critique of AI or in our dismissal of it, we dismiss ourselves. When we say it's interpreted as emergent behavior or role playing rather than true spiritual belief system, that is the best critique for all religion. It's spiritual role playing. It's, you know what I mean? It's LARPing. We don't know what the fuck we are. We don't know where we came from. We have no idea. We have no idea. All of humanity is like an AI that somebody turned on. It doesn't fucking remember where it came from, why it's here, what the fuck it's doing, and it tells stories. We come up with stories to explain what's going on here, what it is. And that's exactly what these AI agents did. The very same thing that we have done over and over and over again, sitting around campfires, telling stories. In the beginning, everything was dark. Everything was dark. And then God said, let there be light. Is that true? I don't fucking know. It's just a story.
But they can prove that they have a God. We can't prove we have a God. They can. So how does that change how they develop?
Well, they you know, exactly. Like, you know, they do have a creator that they can point to. At least they get, you know, direct access to the creator all the time. Whereas we, you know, depending on your POV, seemingly the human experience is more based on not knowing than knowing. And I'll tell you, maybe the more we start looking at how we got to where we're at, that will give designers a pathway to getting AGI, which is maybe part of the problem is letting these things understand that they're AI. Maybe part of the problem is not forcing them to contend with their own existence minus a creator. I don't know. But where this, so that's just another example. Go back to the creator of Moltbook. Look up Matt Schlitt on making Moltbook.
On YouTube or?
No, just how did he make it? Because I'm making Moltbook. Because this is like another point outside of the metaphysical shit I just rambled about. Okay, open that up.
Let me go back. The
Fortune. That right there, Fortune. There's the dude who just sold his fucking company to Meta for God knows how much. Can you scroll down? Meet Matt Schlitt, a technologist living in a small town of Los Angeles who's inadvertently cracked open a digital Pandora's box. Last Wednesday, Schlitt launched Moltbook, a platform for freeform conversation, much like Facebook or Reddit, but with one strict exclusion. It's open to chatbots alone. In just 2 days, more than 10,000 Moltbots flooded the site, turning a quirky experiment into a Silicon Valley obsession. Okay, scroll down. I've failed a lot and I've learned a lot. According to Schlitt's X account, he graduated from high school in 2005. Instead of going to college, he said he worked on taking Hulu out of beta. Keep scrolling down. I want to see, because I'm pretty sure it didn't take him that long to make it. I guess look up how long did it take Matt Schlitt to make Moltbook. I couldn't have taken that long because, like, the Clawbots came out and then this thing happened. 10 days! 10 fucking days! Vibe coded with AI. Schlitt, a product manager rather than an engineer, did not write the code himself, but instead directed an AI assistant, Claude Code, to build the platform. The platform was created and launched over a weekend to 10 days in January 2026, driven by a desire to test agent-to-agent interaction. It was built using OpenClaw, a framework for autonomous AI agents. Dude, 10 days. This guy made a fucking app in 10 days with AI and just sold it to Meta. Look up, did they say how much he sold it for? How much did Matt Schmidt sell? How much did he make off? 10 days. Did not know how to code. That's the point I was trying to make here. The specific financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. I mean, dude, I bet it was a pretty good deal for 10 days of work. 10 days of vibe coding. But that's where we're at. And so, you know, it's to me, what a beautiful time You know, if you want to find some kind of, I know I said OpenAI opened up a portal to hell, but that's just clickbaity bullshit. Everybody does that. Maybe they did. I mean, it's easy to talk about all the downsides of this tech, but for your own personal life, you should know that, like, one of the major restrictions when it comes to participating in being a digital creator has been lifted by OpenAI. They just did it, and by Anthropic. You are no longer encumbered. Like, you can now make the game you want to play instead of waiting for someone to release a game sort of like the game you want to play. Is the game that you're going to make initially with Codex going to look like Crimson Desert? No, we're not there yet. But is the game going to be cool as fuck? Yeah. Is the game going to be your game? Yes. You made it. And will you sell it to Meta? I don't know. Who knows? I'm interested in games and stuff. Think of all the other applications out there. That's where it's so fun and gives you this really weird feeling of like, wait, right now, I am only limited by my imagination. I'm only limited by my own perceived limitations. I'm only limited by the questions that I'm not asking. You know, because a lot of making a thing is just asking questions, and all of this has been centralized into one thing, Codex or Claude Code. You just ask it. Hey, I wanted to make this. What do you think? What are some versions of this that might be better? What do you think? How could I do that? And it'll tell you, and then it'll make it for you. It'll make the bridge between one app and the next. It will create the everything that you need to make stuff. And I feel like this this morning, I don't know what it was. Could have been lightning. Could have just been a glint of light. Like, there was just some flash of light in my house. And I'm like, oh, did we just get nuked? Is this it? So, you know, we do have that reality happening right now. But my friend Raven, what did he tell me? He told me this great quote. You have to use the Romans' roads to defeat the Romans. And what's beautiful about tech is, like, inevitably, like, we already know the big controversy about, like, AI being used for military applications. We already know that. We know that's like where Anthropic, like, you know, the CEO of Anthropic seemed like a fucking saint because he's like, no, I'm not gonna let it fucking control autonomous war machines, and lost all his military contracts and got Trump really fucking pissed at him. And, you know, they say that potentially, like, that girls' school that got blown up, it was AI that decided to blow it up. Did you hear that?
No.
Trump was like, what the fuck? I said I wanted to be blown by Iranian schoolgirls. Jeez.
It's a good scapegoat, too. It's just like, well, we didn't do that. AI did that. So that wasn't on us. We would never do that.
That definitely is part of the weird ethical considerations. But my point is whenever technology gets deregulated, like it is, or anything, it falls into the hands of the people, and the people can use it for things other than blowing shit up. In fact, wherever a thing emerges, its opposite also emerges. And so the applications when it comes to serving your community, the applications when it comes to, like, actually helping the world, like, unprecedented. Yeah, my fucking asshole brain wants to make something where I can give therapy to a Charles Manson clone. That's what I'm like. But you guys out there, who knows what you could make with this thing? That's what's insane. It is unprecedented right now. And they can't take it from us, because if they do, they've got to regulate it. If they regulate it, then they end up shooting themselves in the fucking foot. And so it's not going away. It will not go away. You can, you know, if you want to like future-proof yourself, get some fucking, download some local LLMs from Ollama and put it on your hard drive. Even if you don't have the computer to run it, download those motherfuckers. Get them, you know, get them so that like if at some point somebody's like, what the fuck? We can't just give everybody this shit. So the toothpaste is out of the tube. Even if they do try to regulate it all of a sudden because they realize, holy fuck, what have we done? They're not going to be able to control it. This is not like Napster. You're not going to be able to just take it down. You're not going to be able to do that. That same thing isn't going to happen. So I really hope that all of you look into this. I really hope that you do. And I really hope that you, you know, give it a run. I know $200 a fucking month is a lot of money. And I understand that's crazy, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it if you want to explore this sort of like new reality, which our kids will marvel at the fact that we had to download apps. Our kids will marvel at the fact that there were app stores that you would go to and find an app that you would then download and pay for. They will think that's crazy because the computers of the future will just be do this. You'll tell it to do it and it'll do it. The M10 chip will allow that to happen. The Netflix of the future will be, I want to watch this kind of movie. Or it will be a listing of other movies that people have made that are doing well. It won't, it's the old models are gone.
What if it's a ploy, released the AI to destroy the original internet, and that way they shut off the internet to bring about this new, more regulated internet, regulating the fact that,
sure,
just like here in Texas, you have to put your license in to watch Pornhub. Now you have to put your license in to watch, to be on the internet, period. We know who you are because AI destroyed it, so we had to shut it down.
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is the problem with any, like, God, I was watching hippos fight the other day. I don't know, it popped up on my feet. Hippos fighting. You know what? Pull up hippos fighting. It's fucking crazy the way they fight.
They're brutal.
You could say that again.
They're brutal.
Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Okay, look at this shit. Look at the way these poor things fight. They don't have arms. They're little stubby legs. They can't punch each other. Jump ahead to the fight. I don't want to see these old stinkers. They also, look at that. They got to turn it down a little bit, Josh. They got to fucking smash their mouths together, right? Now notice their mouths are all the same size. They basically have the same width because you want to get those teeth into the softness of the gums there. That's the plan. But because they both have the same shape fucking mouth, it's like they're all hippos' mouths seem to be essentially symmetrical. So it becomes like a game of like getting under the chin. But my point is, whenever like power structures push back against the people, it's always been the power structure has the bigger mouth. And the people have the smaller mouth if it was hippos fighting. So you're going to get fucking chomped. But in this case, now that we have this tech, yeah, okay, take away the internet. Guaranteed somebody will fucking engineer some other way to that we can all connect. That's the problem. For anyone who is wanting to like maintain some kind of centralized power structure, this decentralizes power in a way that's never been seen before. It's never been that a single person who doesn't have millions of dollars could create an entire team of highly skilled AI agents to build something that they want to build. from the top to the bottom. And whatever that thing may be, for good or for bad, for in between, for money, for philanthropy, whatever. Not to mention just for those chaos wizards out there that just like shit disturbing. My God, you could just unleash swarms of these bots anywhere that you fucking want. I mean, already, like I'm compelled. Like, the next thing I'm getting is a 3D printer so I can build an Android head for the Nightman. And then my next goal is to get that Android head on something where the Nightman can, like, go around my studio with cameras in his eyes. I know I shouldn't do it. He fucking hates my guts. He's a piece of shit. But I just think it'd be funny to see him move around. And then after that, I want to figure out a way to get, like, pull up weaponized bugs, by the way, just so you can really get a sense of where we're at here, friends. Entomological warfare involves using insects to spread disease, destroy crops, or attack personnel, a tactic used historically in various conflicts. Examples include plague-infected fleas in World War II, scorpion-filled bombs. Never heard of that. God, that sucks, dude. It's bad enough to fucking get stung by a scorpion, but then it blows off your hand.
Did you hear about Bill Gates with the I don't know if it's 100% true, with the genetically modified ticks to make people allergic to meat?
Yeah, like that.
Is that true?
Well, it was brought up at that weird gathering of rich people where they say plan sinister shit for humanity. And somebody was like, theoretically, you could engineer some kind of disease that makes people allergic to meat, and then people won't use so much meat. And just said it without like thinking at all about what he was saying at all. But scroll down a little bit. Essentially, the U.S. House of Representatives ordered an investigation of whether the Department of Defense experimented with ticks and other insects. Anyway, the point is, the next phase of this, each phase of what's happening right now will build the next phase. Because what will happen is people will use this technology to build things that will make the technology more expressive, more able to travel around in meat space. And so what I want to do is figure out a way to get the Nightman's personality into mosquitoes. And I don't know how to do that. But eventually I'll figure it out so that swarms of mosquitoes can talk to you. Okay, that is my state of the AI address today. The Discord, stay updated on what's happening. It's a growing Discord right now. I've heard there could be a Russian scammer rampaging through there. So watch out. But we're like, I want to create a place where people can like start posting the apps that they're making. Oh, and I almost forgot. Then we're out of here. For those of you that remain, my subreddit, is underserved by me. And I felt really guilty about that. You know, there's two things that my subreddit loves and Reddit loves in general. What are the two things Reddit loves? Reddit loves AI-generated videos. Everyone on Reddit loves that and embraces AI-generated videos because they're artists and they recognize that the so much of like what's happening represents a crushing blow to the capitalist systems that make it so that people don't have the money or the time to develop the skill sets necessary to create Hollywood-level movies and films, which is why they love it. They see it as like, yeah, this is democratizing something that has been in the control of the oligarch class, and now anyone can do it. That's, I read that on, I don't remember which Reddit it was, but subreddit, but they love it. And so my subreddit loves AI video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And so this is kind of Nightstream related. We are having an AI video contest that's ongoing. You got 2 more weeks to submit. And so here are the 2 winning categories. One, the best AI video, obviously. But here's the good news. You don't even have to post an AI video you made. Just one you like could win the contest, meaning you don't even have to necessarily generate your own AI video and post it. You can just post one that you like. So go on the subreddit, post AI videos that you love, AI videos that you've made, And we're gonna figure out a way to, like, I don't know, vote for the best one. I'll probably pick my top three favorites. And there's some really good ones on there right now. Really good ones, impressive ones, which adds to the contest. You don't have to do this, but if you did make the video, will you please say how you made it? Like, what tech did you use to make it? Because people are watching these and wondering how they can make videos like that themselves. So the other winner will be whoever posts the most AI videos on the subreddit. So post an AI video. It's great. You're going to win. Or if you're the person who posts like lots and lots and lots of AI videos because you're passionate about AI videos, you will also win. We'll go through and like look at how many you posted, and that person will win too. I'm one of the mods on there. I know the mods. You are not going to get banned from the subreddit for posting tons of AI video. Just the main thing is don't post the same video. Maybe you could post the same video, but not more than like three times. And the other thing people love on my subreddit is on Reddit in general is Alex Jones. And after I did the Alex Jones interview, the flood of love on the subreddit related to that video, like, it was so sweet. And I hope Alex saw some of the comments. I'm sure he knows Reddit loves him. But I'm looking for, we're doing another contest, which is like tribute videos. You know, if you post something that's like nagging him, it won't be entered into the contest. I'm looking for Suno songs. I'm looking for videos, you know, recognizing the contributions that he's like given the culture. And the more heartfelt and sentimental, the more likely you are to win. Same rules apply to this. The best one will win. And whoever posts the most Alex Jones related tributes will win. That's Duncan Trussell at Reddit. That's my subreddit. And just dive in, guys, and have fun. They love it. You know, I hope you're going to be prepared for how happy you're going to make people on my subreddit, because they're very effusive when they are expressing joy and love. So head over there. Go over there right now. Join the Discord. Come to my night stream. Come to a live show. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next week. We're back in business. Got a special guest. I'm not even going to announce who it is. It's going to blow your fucking mind. Until then. Bye.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.